I'm turning, this is on now.
If I could talk a little bit about goal setting session after the end of our first item.
Yes.
No.
This is to call the City Council work session to order for Tuesday, February 18th, 2014, or right at noon in Conference Room A. Would you want to call?
Yes. Ramadou?
Here.
Salins?
Here.
Sawyer?
Here.
Budby?
Here.
Swanson?
Here.
Allen?
Here.
And Beamer?
Excused. Part of the A for additional work session items not listed on the agenda, Spencer has asked to talk about goal setting plans for the goal setting session after the B. And before we go to B, I would like to do a couple of housekeeping business things. Dean will miss this evening's council meeting, so I need a motion to formally excuse Dean from the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
There's an applause.
Okay. The other is, this is a reminder that we meet at 5:30 this evening for an urban renewal meeting. And since Dick is the chair, is in Australia, David, you're it, aren't you?
Yeah, vice chair.
Okay. So David will be our chair. And with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I have one thing I'd like to add to the agenda. Just that brief ODOT report you said you...
Sure.
Okay.
I don't have much to add.
I realize you might not.
It will be very brief.
So. Okay. So with that, we'll add Laura's ODOT report from Spencer. Okay? And with that, I'll turn B over to you.
And I'm gonna kick it right over to Derek since this is his baby.
Thank you. I have a couple of pieces of paper handout here. One is the most recent draft of the MOU. When you had your joint meeting with the Board of Commissioners, Wayne had passed out an initial draft. This one reflects changes to the document that Tim and I requested. And then this is just a map showing the affected area, just so you have a visual.
It's in color, too. I'm still laughing at the counselorette.
Oh, I do love these colored men.
Yeah.
By the way, we do now have... We just received the 2013 aerial imagery that we had.
Is there a copy for the media?
Whoops. Yeah. There you go.
The 20, what did you say there?
2013 aerial imagery.
Oh.
It's very good.
So this is July 2013?
Yeah.
Down here? Great, yeah.
Now, is this from Google Earth or somebody flew over?
No, it was... The county coordinated an aerial, this is kind of off topic, but they coordinated an aerial flight of the county. Mm. And then the cities had an opportunity to kind of join into that and get slightly higher resolution stuff for us because, you know, they don't need the highest resolution stuff when they're flying trees. But, you know, we had an interest, particularly Public Works. The aerial image we have, I mean, you can pick off manholes. That's how accurate it is. Mm. And so you won't see it obviously on this because it's not at that kind of scale and not in the right area, but it's pretty good stuff. So we have some really good aerial imagery now. So it'll be very useful for projects. But this map shows the Big Creek Road legalization area. As you may recall, when with that joint meeting, Wayne had put this out as something that they would like to do, that the county would like to do. Our urban growth boundary amendment to bring in the reservoir properties has been kind of in the queue with the county for many months now, waiting for Board of Commissioners action. And what Wayne wants and the county want to have in place before they act on that is they want a memorandum of agreement on how the transfer of Big Creek Road is going to occur. This had been discussed early on all the way through the process that Big Creek Road, or at least a big portion of it, would need to be transferred. At such time as the city annexes. We can't annex anything until the UGB amendment's done. So that's a sequencing of things. So what you have in front of you is just a general memorandum of agreement. I'm going to just touch on the bulleted points here. One thing that's different from the initial draft is it's our view, and the county has agreed that they need to actually formally legalize Big Creek's right of way. They don't have a clear legal description of where that right of way is supposed to be, and we didn't want to accept a transfer of jurisdiction from the county when it's unclear what we're getting.
Right.
So they've agreed to take it through a formal legalization process. There's a statutory process. We've done it a number of times for stuff that's in the city. In fact, we had to do it for that segment of Big Creek Road that is in the city because FEMA required it for the slide repair stuff. And so there's a different process for the county, but the county has agreed that they will do that. So that's what's discussed, and that they will take it through the legalization process and will complete that. So basically sequencing, they're going to act on the urban growth boundary amendment on February 26th. So I finally have a date from the county on that. So once they act on the urban growth boundary amendment, it goes to the state to be acknowledged by LCDC. Once that's done, the county's already talked to Wayne talked to the surveying office over there, and they have the resources to do this in return. So they expect to get geared up on the legalization March, April, to get that done in that window. We would look to initiate annexation as soon as LCDC has acknowledged our UGB amendment, which would there shouldn't be any issues at the state level at this point. So I'm thinking we would be able to initiate the annexation. When I say we, that would be the council would need to actually initiate the annexation of these city-owned properties. And that could be late March, more likely early April, to initiate the annexation.
So, Derek, quick question. So yeah. The chunk of Big Creek that runs from the pool to Big Creek Park.
That's all in the city and all... It's under city jurisdiction and it's legalized by the city.
Okay, so we don't have to worry anything more about the county for that chunk?
Correct. Okay. Now, the starting point on this is effectively at the dam of the lower reservoir and would extend up to the end of the city ownership. That's what I have that ending point there.
Okay.
The map shows the stuff that's in a lighter green are the properties that the city owns. The pink line represents the urban growth boundary expansion. As you can see, not all of our property is being brought in as part of the urban growth boundary expansion. We couldn't get that. That was part of the negotiations with the state. So the annexation would just include those city-owned properties that are within the pink line, if you want to think of it that way, which is most of what's being brought in the urban growth boundary.
And then what about, assuming it's accurate, what about the little chunk? Well, I guess actually from the ending point on, that would continue to be county.
That would continue to be county. It may actually go beyond what's shown on the tax maps, is what I understood from Jim Beisman. Okay. But that is undeveloped right away. It would just continue to be under county jurisdiction.
Okay. And what about the hat? That's so interesting.
It amazes me how they can't do a square line anywhere here.
The part of the reason these lines are the way they are is that they provide buffers around. If you may recall, when we did the urban growth boundary expansion, we assumed that we would have to reconstruct the upper reservoir dam, and that dam would have to be constructed to hold a larger volume of water.
Okay.
And so we mapped that out to figure out, well, then what's that look like? And then we needed to throw a buffer on that so that we would have some control of the immediate area next to the reservoir. So that's why you see the hats.
All right. That's ringing bells. Okay.
The second bullet in this memorandum of agreement talks about the actual transfer. The transfer of the road, the county will need to initiate that on their end, and there'll need to be a formal acceptance again by the city of taking over Big Creek Road. We have talked to them about that. Tim would like to see some, and we are working with Jim Beisman over at the county to see some replacement of guardrail that needs to be replaced. It's not in good condition at this point. We believe that we're going to be able to work out those issues with the county. But at the end of the day, we will likely need to enter into a routine maintenance agreement. Tim's folks just don't have the setup to maintain that kind of stretch of gravel roadway. And so we would be looking at putting together a maintenance agreement and would expect to have that maintenance agreement hammered out as part of the transfer package. So you have a chance to take a look at that and, you know, get comfortable with that before you act on accepting the road jurisdiction.
The sense I got from the county was that they couldn't wait to get rid of it.
They can't wait to get rid of it. It's an additional
guardrail.
I think it's the maintenance.
Yeah, that's the maintenance, yeah.
Which I would hope that Tim would, you know, I wish the verbiage here was a little bit better because it basically says to be determined later on maintenance and stuff.
Well, what we can do is we can bring a maintenance agreement with the package of the transfer of jurisdiction.
Right.
So you would have that and have had a chance to review that before you are in a position where you would have to act on whether or not to take the road.
Right.
Because in effect, we're buying a used car, and I'd like to have the mechanic, i.e. Tim, go over it and make sure that we know what's wrong with it before we
buy it. I meant. They were really easy. You know, eager to get rid of it so that they didn't have to do the maintenance. And so.
Right.
Do we have a 3-day right of return?
Yeah.
Well, and there are also levels of maintenance too, and how
grading,
we actually do. But it is an additional burden. And again, that the thought there is it's a burden well worth taking, given what the city gets out of this, which is control of those storage facilities, knowing that we're going to need to do some pretty substantial water system improvements in the area that's going to save us money in that regard. So.
Did you specifically leave this area on the east side here where you can see a road going back up in?
That's
did you leave that out at the request of the police department because of all the MIP parties back there?
No, that didn't come up. I would expect that this memorandum of agreement in this form, or you know, maybe just a few tweaks, is something that we would be scheduling near term for City Council consideration.
Okay.
And so, if you do have any thoughts or concerns with the language that's in this document, please let me know.
I don't. Anyone else? Anything else you want to add?
I would only say, Derek, Dean's point about the maintenance agreement. You said something can come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, bullet point 2 really doesn't speak to it other than says it may enter in. I would probably like to tighten up that language and actually indicate that there would be something that would be brought before folks before this, you know, transfer. This is a little too loose right now.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah, you
it's been a long, long trail.
It
a winding. That closes B and takes us back to A and Spencer with goal setting.
Sure. I've got a tentative schedule that I wanted to go through.
I'm going to do this back.
The past couple back there.
The key point?
You got one.
Yeah, there's, cool idea. There's extra ones here somewhere. So
I gave my stuff away. Thank you.
Anybody need one?
That's right. I pass everything out, right.
Just wanted to go over what I was proposing to do on Monday's goal setting session to kind of explain what I'm hoping we can accomplish from the session to make sure I'm on track with the council members on it. But we've set up the goal setting session to run from 9 until 3 p.m. on Monday. And what I wanted to do is kind of work our way through several issues. I am having the departments prepare reports on... I am having the departments prepare reports on their current goals and what the status of their current goals are and what they're proposing for short-term goals, mid-term goals, and long-term goals going forward. To me, in looking at the goals, these have always been more departmental goals versus versus council goals. And I think it's important that we do that. But the second part of the meeting, I really want to try to focus on what the council's goals are going forward for the next fiscal year. And prior to getting into that discussion, we would review the infrastructure task force recommendations with some general directions of what we're looking at with that issue, which has been certainly a major issue that's going to shape the community's future. Secondly, I've asked Derek to put together a binder of sorts with the executive summaries of various plans and projects that have been planned but not accomplished by the city. I think it's, a lot of times these studies are done, kind of forget about them, and especially for me, it'll be beneficial to have some idea what's on our shelves, and I think it's good for the council to kind of review that to see if anything should be brought forward from those previous plans.
I have a, sorry.
Ben. Sure.
It says Monday, February 24th on the top, and then it says Tuesday, February 18th on the first sentence.
Yeah, this is a draft, and it should be Monday.
Okay, I just want to make sure wasn't going crazy.
I think Cindy just took the heading from the last agenda here.
That's
so,
fine.
Yep.
And it will then, the final draft will say that it's the goal setting meeting.
On Monday.
Okay, great, thank you.
So anyway, with the next thing that that I'd like to talk a little bit about is the possibility and some of the viewpoints from the council of really trying to do a community visioning process at some point in the future. And we can talk a little bit about how that might be done and how that might work and whether there's a desire moving forward with that or not. Then what's worked in the past for me is to have basically all the council members throughout the course of all these departmental presentations reviewing these various plans and any other priorities that you have individually to actually give you a set of 5x8 index cards and have you just jot down ideas on these cards to make sure that we get all the ideas around the table, literally on the table, we can organize them then have you prioritize what really are the top 5 or 6 goals that the council would like us to focus on during this next fiscal year. And so these are really, in my mind, separate from the departmental goals, though some of them may fall into some of the departments. I really want to know collectively what the council wants us spending time on starting in, on July 1st for this next fiscal year. And so that's basically what I was proposing to do for the goal setting session for this year. And before we went any further with this plan, I wanted to make sure that I'm on the right track. So,
Spencer, I got a quick question.
Sure.
On the item 4, review of the infrastructure task force recommendations. So this meeting's next Monday. Are you going to have like a council packet for this meeting,
yes,
which would have like your report back to the council on what those recommendations would be based on the infrastructure task force report?
And I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, we will have a packet of information for this meeting. And we'll probably put them in binders for you because it just makes it a little easier when you're flipping through them. But it will include all the departmental reports. It will include our preliminary analysis of how we might tackle the infrastructure task force recommendations as part of the goal setting session. It'll include these excerpts from various plans and studies that the city has done in the past that might be helpful in trying to figure out what the priorities are in the future. And so those will be the primary components of that will be distributed.
You'll also be scanning it and posting it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be scanned and posted. And the hard copies probably will not be ready until towards the end of the day on Friday.
Okay, that's fine.
Yep. So, but the electronic copy will be there.
Another question. getting to the executive session, which is scheduled at 3 o'clock. I think that's the one that we're scheduling with Rob.
Right.
I don't have my book. What's 2 sub I, Peggy? Because review of a city attorney contract really isn't an executive session. Is that any? Are we going to do a performance evaluation, or is it an exempt panel?
I have looked that Rob sent this citation.
Well, the review of a city attorney contract isn't.
Well, that's just maybe the wording isn't right, but it is an evaluation, I think.
We are doing a performance evaluation, or
yes,
because the other option would have been he could have created an exempt public record, attorney-client communication, going through some of his observations, and we could have done it that way versus doing an actual performance evaluation. There's two ways of doing it. So, I mean,
and this was kind of probably, Rob's suggestion.
This was his.
Yeah. Well, again, if he wants to be evaluated, that's fine. But if he was just more giving us a status report / update, then I think the other one probably would have been better.
I got the impression he wanted an evaluation.
Yes.
So maybe
I wasn't sure what he wanted, because my understanding was he was just going to report back to us to see how things were working with him, Spear Hoyt, and kind of that whole coordination issue that we wanted to him to report back to us on, pursuant to the terms of the agreement. So.
It was my opinion from reading the emails that he wanted the contract, because the contract will be up, mm-hmm. and he wants it to say, mm-hmm. he wants us to say either we're going to continue.
That's fine. I just want to make sure I'm clear on exactly what the...
Although I would like to see both. I wouldn't mind doing a performance evaluation. I wouldn't mind an update.
Well, I just want to make sure I'm clear on what we're going to be doing in that executive session, you know, because different categories mean different things under the law. So. But I just wanted to... You gave me the clarification I needed, so that's it.
Well, I think we need to make... sure we all understand before the meeting starts, because Dean just mentioned something I didn't realize we're actually going to talk about contract renewal.
Well, because it's up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not up until June. It's actually up. The thing is, I'd like to get clarification from Rob, or perhaps you guys can get clarification from Rob exactly what his intent is, because his agreement isn't up for another 3 months.
I think this was a three-month evaluation.
It was more of a three-month report back to us as to how things are going, not necessarily us evaluating him, but him letting us know how it's working out for him.
I thought he'd ask for a three-month evaluation.
Well, what he asked for might be different than what's in... I'm going by what's in the agreement, not what he asked for. I'm just going by what we agreed to when we signed off on the agreement 5 months ago. So I'd like to get some clarification from Rob as to what his intent is, so we can at least have the appropriate executive session and also the appropriate documents in front of us. And I'll just kind of leave it at that.
Okay, we'll sort it out prior to getting the notice out, so.
Okay.
So, Spencer, on item number 5, discussion of community visioning process, so this is where we'll lay out what our expectations are gonna be for when and how the public will have input into this year's.
Well, I think the goals to me are separate from a visioning process, and what I wanted to talk a little bit about is what I think a visioning community visioning process would be, and see if there's any support from the council in going forward with something along those lines. So I would treat that as something separate from the goals. The goals we're doing are going to be just next year's goals primarily. Obviously, we'll allow for some time to get some community input after the council proposes the goals and we approve them, but this is more along the lines of what you've done in the past, with, except I'd like a little more specific council goals going forward as well for the next fiscal year.
Well, thanks for that clarification. I certainly don't disagree with building some kind of visioning process, but I think there's also a pretty strong expectation out there that the public wanted an opportunity they haven't had in the past to comment on city, department, and council goals mm-hmm. before they're finalized.
Yeah, we can certainly, once we get through this, we could put together the draft report and publish that and invite comments on the draft report prior to the council.
We could do that at a town hall meeting.
What I was wondering.
That's what I'm saying. I like the idea of a visioning process, don't get me wrong, but I think we need to make good on a little bit more public involvement on our goal setting before we finalize it, too.
The goal of the town hall meeting is March, so you will have had your first pre-budget committee meeting before you actually have the town hall meeting.
I would really like to dibs that March 31st for the library, because they're ready to roll out
their strategic plan. Yeah,
thank you, and their building assessment, and they'll be ready to roll with that.
Well, my question to you then is this something that could be done at that town hall meeting in addition to the strategic plan discussion, or is that going to be too much?
Or what about holding this session at the next
session?
The input from the public on goals.
Yeah, one of our task force recommendations was as we're going through goal setting this year,
right,
we wanted to start prioritizing the different responsibilities the city has and see if what we consider a priority is matching up with the kind of expenditure of funds we're putting forward on those issues. So we're not saying this is our number one goal and we're not, you know, putting any resources into mm-hmm. it. So that was a big...
Well, whether they line up with the city's
exactly.
or the public's expectations.
And we were expecting that as part of our task force.
Kind of thinking out loud, maybe that's the kind of session we should hold at a council meeting initially.
I think maybe it would be more appropriate at a council meeting, but I'll give that a little thought. We can talk about it at the goal setting session about how we're, you know, what kind of process do we want to go through in order to, before the goals are actually approved. Now, if we had more lead time, there's things we could have done, you know, a couple months prior to this point. This year, I just want to get through this process as best we can, and certainly facilitate the, you know, the public comment to the goals too. But I think going forward, you know, we can certainly have a much more inclusive process. But there's just not time to do that for this year.
I guess the last thing I would say, you know, it seems like a whole year away is an amazing amount of time, but it really isn't. We might be able to tie this follow-on visioning process towards, you know, some sort of plan for being able to do that advanced involvement.
Right, and the visioning process would be very much community
right.
based.
Which might very well be leading up more to
right.
2015 or something.
Yeah.
Does the city staff, department heads, council have a visioning process? I don't recall that we've, because I've only been on council for a year. So.
Well, yes, in the sense of our goals are based around the general vision of what we have.
Remember
for
they
the
well,
city.
Right.
They
yeah.
remember we had right away when we were yeah. newbies.
Right, remember you
last
the notes.
January,
right, but
to
me that.
Line of information came out.
Yeah, but I guess I was... I don't know. I was looking at a little more extensive vision.
Yeah, no, I think when I'm talking about a vision, I'm talking about kind of where does this community see itself 20 years down the road.
Right.
And I don't think there's anything current out there.
There's not.
That has been done.
When I was on the council, the first time around, there was a more active process through the chamber. And they used to have a yearly, and also Lincoln County Development, the Development Alliance, the Lincoln County
Economic
Development Alliance used to have their own. So there used to be more kind of those types of visioning processes when there were more staff people doing it at the chamber, and the city used to integrate with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not aware of any visioning process that the city has undertaken since that time, other than through the goal setting sessions.
Right.
The
goal setting are typically our shorter term. Like next
right.
year and
right.
a few years down.
But where did the you were around then? When did the Beckendorf?
Beckendorf.
Remember that had the, it had this as a campus, it had buying that, it had.
Beckendorf was.
Was that?
Was around that
time,
was 2001 to 2005 period of time.
It'd be interesting to find that.
Derek has it, Beckendorf.
Yeah.
It's Beckendorf.
The only thing that I think we've done that was somewhat related was the economic opportunity analysis that was put together with a group of stakeholders about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mark, I think when Mark was mayor, he was sitting on that. That was more for economic development, but that was kind of a visioning process because, and there's a document posted, I think, on the webpage for community development that shows the results of that.
Okay. But what we're going to try to do as part of this packet that we'll have for you by the end of the week is pull executive summaries or you know, of some of these things that we do have. Just it's good for all of us to kind of remind ourselves of what's been done in the past, because usually there's a lot of great ideas that never got accomplished for various reasons, and it's good not to forget those. But when we meet in goal setting session, we can talk about what, you know, and I'll give some examples, I guess, of kind of a community visioning process that see if we can in terms of what might work.
And Carla Perry distributed that one-page handout at our last task force meeting. You were there.
Right.
I know she gave you a copy and talked to you about it. That really didn't go into much detail, but I think what Carla was speaking to was the kind of thing that used to happen through the chamber and some other groups 8-10 years ago, and that really hasn't happened as much because of the, you know, downsizing in staff at the chamber and a few other things. They just weren't able to take it on at that point in time. So, but I think they'd like to if they had the resources and ability to do that.
Okay.
So I think it would.
But if this generally looks to be a a good process and schedule, we'll make it happen on Monday.
Okay.
Any other suggestions? We'll give some thought to how we deal with the incorporating public comment in this process as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
Okay. I had a quick question on something else.
Okay. Okay. Well, can we make it three? Two is ODOT from a Laura question.
Just
you said it was real short.
Yeah, it'll be very short. There are discussions going on within ODOT as far as trying to secure some additional funds. I did have a chance to share our frustration with assistance and assist from Dave about ODOT's issues. And
assist from Dave?
Guy at the meeting with the two legislators
about
other
I haven't even known what happened there. Tell me what happened.
Before you finished, Spencer was great. I mean, he put it right back in their face, like, why does this even happen? How can we be told, you know, one thing and then with no justification at all, the price quadruples? And
How aware were Senator Roland and Representative Godfrey on the issue?
Yeah, they indicated that they will be looking at the issue, see how this happened, and they'll be getting back to us.
Okay.
So anyway, I think it was a good opportunity, and the mayor had suggested that we, you know, use that time to make presentation. And actually, quite frankly, it was a really interesting process. I thought I was impressed with the representative and senator and kind of the way it worked. It was a good opportunity to share ideas and issues, and there weren't many people there. But
there's another one on the 26th.
I know there was another one coming up and I would encourage, if you have time, it's not a bad way to, you know, hear firsthand from our representatives what's going on.
Yeah,
so.
At the college?
Yeah, what they did the last one is when we walked in, you basically got a ticket. And they would just call numbers.
Right, yeah. That was here.
Yeah.
But they also asked that questions be written out before, which Spencer did. So
I don't know if they did anything with those, though.
No, but they have them on record.
The
record card. That's
yeah.
They are.
So I wrote out a nice, eloquent question, but I never saw it in play at all, so I don't know. I don't know how it what happened with that, but so anyway, it's still pending. Laura's the short answer to your
thank you. I assume that, but I just wanted to check on because there's been such a tennis situation with the money.
David.
Oh, just a quick question, Spencer. I just went to my box and got the handouts. I see we've got the monthly departmental reports.
Right.
And a status report from you, but I guess, are you giving these to us separately, or are you including these in the council packets that are posted online?
We have a new section on the website where these are posted online.
So they're separate from the council packets?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't even checked yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a new spot, and they'll be online forever and ever.
So
until someone deletes them.
So they're posted.
Publicly thank Bob.
It's easy to track it. Okay.
Yeah.
What's
that, Laura?
This then is. Oh, where the packets and stuff are listed, or if this is in a separate section of the website?
No, it's on a separate section of the website, and I'm trying to remember. It'll say status reports, and and it'll give the department reports and my reports. So.
And the department reports will be in there.
Yep.
And I would like to thank Bob Gazewood for giving us the best financial report we've had since I've been on the council.
Yes.
Maybe the only financial report.
Right.
Things are coming together slowly.
No, it's in the package.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's in the package.
It's in the package.
In
it actually
Bob
tells
the report.
Things are
I didn't read that.
Any idea when the audit will be ready so the audit committee can meet?
Excellent question. And you've gotten the same answer several times.
I know, but I just about a month. I like to check it every month.
I'm not precedent,
you know that.
Yeah, the audit, the auditors kind of surprised us with something. We got them the actuarial information.
Yeah,
needed.
Right.
You know, or the actuaries got the actuarial information.
Which is late from them.
Right, and then there was another piece that they were waiting for that they had never mentioned to us, which sounds like. They've got the data, and so I think the audit committee will be meeting very shortly. So, And I sort of said that last time, which I expected us to have met by now. But
and we've got Fred on as the new citizen member.
Yep.
So that's good. He can participate.
Is that it?
I think so.
If it is, we're adjourned. Remember, you come at 5:30.
5:30 is a record.
Is it? Good.
I have to truck out in that wind again.
You can just sit here.
Yeah, you can hold out until
we got 4 hours, 5 hours to go.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I was a kid when the phone was just turned.